Welcome to the World Spire. After jumping from Lookout Peak, the party woke from cryptic visions to find themselves in a jail cell, and worse still, as Feral awakened, she violently transformed into a large snake. They were approached by Deputy Lear, who claimed that they had murdered a member of a criminal organization called the Talons of Deep Sky, and offered to grant their freedom in exchange for allowing him to take credit for taking down the Talon. Instead, the party broke free and took him and his underling hostage so that they could question them. But as they pushed through the crowded city boardwalks, they noticed a procession of Arakokran guards approaching the jail. Chapter 2, The Vertical City, Part 2.
Okay, that's okay, we got this. Hey, buddy, what's your name? I'm asking the kid.
Binkley.
Oh, Binkley, that's cute. You're a really good person, right?
Yeah, right? I try.
You're really good. Yeah, you know we're good people, right? Yeah, come on, you know the answer.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to tell us right now, how are you going to get out of the city?
Well, up, presumably. Like,
okay, try again.
Don't be fucking sassy. And I slap him with my tail a little.
She said sassy. You're being sassy right now, buddy.
I mean, you just have to take one of the roads all the way up to the top of the city and keep going from there. We're at the bottom of the spire here, on the water surface, and there's not much else. If you go east or west, you're going to still be in city for a while. But if you go up, that'll get you out.
Yeah, and how noticeable is up?
I mean, no matter which way you go, you're going to have to go through like the whole city.
Okay, you're not very helpful, Binkley.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay, so you guys are like trying to push your way through the crowds, following Binkley as he leads Tintsy, who's holding his hand. And the Arakokran guards, like, have this crowd of people around them, like, trying to point you in their direction, in your direction, rather. And, you know, there's so many people crowding the Arakokran that they're having trouble at the moment seeing you. You can sort of see the Arakokran, like, trying to see what everyone's talking about, but they're all blocking them. Deputy Lear actually begins to stir. He looks around and takes in his surroundings and, like, realizes he's being carried by this, like, huge, hulking woman. Deputy Lear stirs and he, like, looks around and sees the Arakokran guards back there. Listen, the offer's still on the table. Like, I can get you out of this situation, just...
Question. What about Tinsu's spell?
Which spell?
Command.
Oh, that lasts, like, 6 seconds.
Oh, well...
Yeah, but, listen, I can get you guys out of this situation. Just, like, let me tell them that I took down the Talon and you guys will be free to go. You don't have to worry about any of this.
So why did we get arrested if they thought we took down the Talon?
She said you're a little bitch.
What the fuck?
Okay, I'm sorry. You're just, I can't help it when I hear that voice. Okay, Zelus, can you just shut him up for now?
Okay, so I knock him over the head.
Alright.
Oh god, I have a feeling we're making the wrong choice.
Do I have any clothes on me that I can just stuff in his mouth?
I can constrict his mouth.
You're really big.
Yeah, true.
You're big snake energy big.
Okay, well, Feral, like, sort of, like, winds up around Zelus and then around Deputy Lear's mouth. He's just like...
Do I have to make any checks for that?
So I'm just kidding.
Like, no, like, checks only really happen if this is something that you could really fail at, whereas he's already being, like, held by Zelus, and he doesn't really have any means of stopping you from wrapping yourself around his mouth.
All right. After that. Okay.
So now I'm carrying both of them?
Yeah, so this is gonna slow you down quite a bit.
Fair.
Okay, It's Binkley, right?
Yeah.
I wrote it wrong. It's Binkley.
Yeah.
Okay, Binkley, which way is to the Mount, the Earth? Say Aragon. Oh my god, I forgot the word again.
I'm where are so we from? Confused.
The mountain. Orgala. What's my last name?
Orgala.
Okay, where are the Orgala Mountains?
Okay, well, so the city is actually on the Orgala Mountains. Oh. Like, the Orgala Mountains are quite a large mountain range.
Yeah. Never mind. I take what I said. I'm like, okay, we can go now. Binkley, let's keep going. Let's go say hi to your mom now.
Okay, so I'm going to have you all roll for stealth. So you're going to be rolling with disadvantage because of your armor.
Disadvantage is I roll twice, right?
Yeah, and I just...
And then I take the lower of the two?
Yeah, that's right.
I got 19 plus 3, so 22. Okay.
I've already fucked up, guys. I'm not even...
Did my... Stealth change?
I only need a success from two of you.
Okay. Oh, please succeed someone else.
What was that? Oh, okay. So that 18 plus 3, 21.
Okay,
thank
so...
Thank fucking god. Yeah. I got a 2 and a 7.
Yeah, so...
like nothing.
I'm a slippery snake.
Actually, I don't even know why I had you roll for stealth, given that you're not even on the ground.
I just gotta show but you how
she did!
Okay, well, here's how that's gonna work. So
I'm making Zealous's life easy.
Yeah, so Zealous is used to being stealthy, so this comes naturally to her. And
can I smell her lizardness?
Yeah, I would say that, like, as you climbed up Zealous's body, you, like, you're not quite used to your snake body yet, so, like, maybe this is just a result of that, but, like, you could swear that there's, like, scales or something under her clothes as opposed to, like, skin, as you would expect.
If I could cold sweat right now, I would.
But you're a snake.
But I'm a snake. So yeah. I'm just not going to say anything.
But but yeah, so Zealous is, you know, doing, even though she's carrying these, like, two, like, this man and this huge snake, which is even longer than she is tall. It's a very large snake. She's still managing to slip down like the alleyways fairly stealthily, and Tinsy starts like walking along, and the arm's like clank, 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 and like Feral's tail just sort of comes by and like steadies the armor so it makes less noise.
What the fuck is this procession?
Thank God.
My stealth is plus one, so it's technically a 3 that I rolled, guys.
Wow. Wow. They clank a little bit less.
Just a little.
It's more like clank, clank, clank.
So,
excuse me.
So you guys are walking through this dock district, and you're going through the back alleys, and this part of town is a lot less populated, so you're able to eventually slip out of people's notice since you guys rolled well for stealth. But as you go, you sort of have a moment to take in your surroundings a little bit more. As you look up the city, you sort of see the route that lies ahead of you over the next while. You're able to get a bit more of a lay of the land, because the dock districts float on top of the water, but the rest of the city is all built into the side of the World Spire. As you look up, you see just miles and miles of really densely packed buildings, like some of them like actually inset all the way into the wall of the spire, but others that are just like sort of hanging off the side. There's even some buildings that are hanging on the front of other buildings with like just narrow catwalks and that sort of thing, creating alleyways behind them. A little ways off to the east, you see there's a big long stone ramp that sort of weaves and winds, and this is like the main road, you'd say, through the center of the city. But you're being led sort of away from that road. And eventually you do get to Binkley's house, which is just like this sort of like rundown houseboat that's floating on the water. He enters and he's just like, Mommy? Are you home?
Oh no.
But there's no response. So you get the impression that you're alone with Binkley and Lear at this point.
I want to, like, pat this poor guy's head
with your tail.
Yeah, so this.
No, no, not real. This isn't feral. This is me. Oh, okay. Being this poor fucking dude. I mean, he's kind of pathetic, but also I feel really, really bad for him.
So yeah, it's this not very wealthy looking houseboat. Like it looks like a little bit dirty. They don't seem to be a very well-off family or anything. There's sort of just one very small table in the center of the room, with just two sort of cheap-looking wooden chairs. They probably made them themselves, but didn't really have the skill to.
Oh, I feel bad now. Okay. Is there a place for them to sit? Is there like a couch or like a stool?
There's very little furniture apart from...
Oh, shit. It's making me feel worse. Okay. Okay, Beakley, let's just settle down, and I'm gonna like pull him down to the ground. You did real good, you know that?
Did I?
You did amazing. You're doing okay. Okay.
Meanwhile, Lear is just like glaring, like over, like you could just barely see his eyes over the top of like Feral wrapped around his mouth.
Okay, Beakley, we're gonna just need some answers, okay?
Okay.
Okay, where did they take Zeke's body?
Who is Zeke?
Did when you brought us in, was there a gentleman with us?
Right. You mean the guy who was like who landed with you had like an arrow in his face?
You can stop there. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The Talon that you guys killed, right?
Okay. Well, you know that's not my question. My question was, do you know where he is? You were doing so good. You were doing so good.
Yeah, we had him at the jail. He's back at the jail. Why do you ask?
What the fuck? Did we not see his body?
Well, we didn't go back and look.
I thought we looked at the other jails. Okay.
I mean, we looked at the jail cells, but why would he be in a jail cell?
Unless there was, like, either morgue or there was a hidden passageway somewhere in the jail.
I mean, I already asked about sexy orc pictures, and there were none.
Orc pictures.
No, there definitely was no other doors out of the cell block, at least.
Okay. We need to get back to the forest. Which way is the forest?
He just, like, sort of points up. It's... the forests, most of the ones that I know of are just in the mountains above the farmlands.
Okay. Binkley, you're doing real well. Thank you so much for helping us. You just relax.
Oh, okay. He just sort of, like, huddles on one of the chairs and sort of rocks himself.
God. How did he get a position as a guard?
I vote that we start questioning Lear.
Okay, do you want to question Lear?
I guess so. So, if Feral can get the fuck off.
Tell him that if he does anything funny, I won't like it, but I can squeeze tighter, I think.
Okay, so only Titsy can understand this message at all, so.
I'm sorry, you were so cute, I was just looking at you. Can you say that again?
Tell him that if he doesn't cooperate, I can squeeze tighter.
Okay, Deputy Lear?
Oh.
If you don't cooperate, my really, really cute snake is going to squeeze you so tight and give you the most tight, tight, loving hug if you don't cooperate.
Can a snake roll its eyes?
Yes. Can I just say yes?
Yeah. Roll for eye roll, please. No, you're good. He's just
Oh, I guess
I loosen a little bit. Oh, gross, he's painting on me. Oh, God.
Why wouldn't you guys just take my deal?
Why would we? You are not... I'm not gonna bargain with a creep like you!
I'm not a creep, I'm a very nice person. I had an offer to let you guys go free. All you had to do was let me take credit for killing this criminal.
Ask him why he wants to kill the criminal so much.
Yeah, you're more intimidating me. Ask him why he wants to kill the criminal. I see this literally in front of them.
Can a snake look shamed and disappointed?
No. Just kidding.
Why did you want the credit?
Are you kidding me? Like, if I took down a talent, I'd probably get promoted. I'd be just rolling in it. Like, that would be the best thing for my career.
Would it, though? Like, what if they go, oh, this person can handle this, and then you go somewhere, and you can't handle shit?
I mean,
what happens to you?
I mean, I don't know. I figured they would probably just promote me within my district. I don't think they'd make me some kind of talent hunter.
Yep, but you took down a talent. Something happens, they're going to be like, well, this dude can do it. What are you going to do? You can't protect everyone out there.
I guess not, but...
No, you can't.
I was just thinking that, you know, they might promote me to sheriff
or
something.
Well, you didn't think it through, buddy. We're trying to help you here. I don't know what you're trying to do, but we're trying to help you here.
Well,
why would you get promoted for killing the Talon if we went to jail for killing a Talon?
Yeah, double standards.
She said, yeah, double standards.
I mean, nobody, when you were brought in, they didn't know he was a Talon. I was responsible for searching through his body and his belongings. I found the Talon's pendant. So I was the one, I'm the only one who knows he's a Talon. That's why I thought I could make this deal with you. Because if, you know... Okay, so maybe you'll think I'm a creep for saying this, but I thought, you know, if I had the Talon's pendant, then I held all the power because I could just make the pendant disappear, and then everyone would think you just killed an innocent man. That was why I had bargaining power, or so I thought.
You're making this very persuasive argument.
Well, I think my plan's gone up in smoke at this point.
Wow, you really could tell what she's saying, eh?
I just... Something about this snake is such a sasshole.
I don't even know if I have one of those anymore.
She said that she doesn't know if she
has a sasshole. You don't
have
to tell him everything.
Sorry, I just thought you would like to be heard. Sorry, CLS, you were saying something.
Can I search his, like, clothes, like, body search him to see if he still has a pendant with him?
So... you ruffle through his gear. He's like, hey, stop that! But yeah, you do find Zeke's pendant.
Yeah, it's in my possession. Well, let me just write that down.
Yeah, you're able to take that from him, no problem. You know, if anyone sees you walking around with that, they're gonna just think you're one of the Talons too, and they're gonna take you in.
Here's a real question I have for you.
What?
Why are the Aarakocra here?
Well, wait, that's a good question. Why did they come to the jail?
How are you Deputy Lear? Well, how do you not know what's happening? And you wanted to take... Okay, I can't even do this with you. I can't do this with Lear.
But no, I honestly, I don't know why the Aarakocra would have come unless they knew that there was a Talon there, but I was the only one who knew.
And you think you were safe enough to make that bargain with us?
I didn't know the Aarakocra were coming. I certainly didn't call them.
I'm going to loosen myself a little bit. And you can tell him, I didn't think this through. Don't tell him that.
There's like this long, awkward silence, just staring at the thing.
Are the Talons like, so let's say if one goes somewhere, would more of them know that like one person was going there? You know what I mean? Like, is it well enough known that, like, they wouldn't let somebody go in somewhere or leave somewhere without at least another Talon knowing that they're going somewhere?
So, sorry, you're asking, like, whether, like, the Talons would have known where Zeke was?
Yeah.
And you're asking this to Lear? Or are you just asking this to me?
No, like, I'm asking, like, you. Like, I don't know, like, the...
Well, none of you really know anything about the Talons of Deep Sky.
True. I'll ask him. What do you know of the Talons?
The Talons are just a band of dangerous anarchists that have been threatening the Aarakocra's rule, or trying to. beyond that, I mean, where do you want me to start? We're dealing with them all. Well, not we. I'm just part of the local precinct. But like the Aarakocra are fighting the Talons all the time.
Are you a mole for the Aarakocra? Aarakocra? Sorry, I don't know how to say it.
It's all hard K's.
Aarakocra?
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 A mole? I mean, it's not It's not like, you know, I have to be secretive about reporting to them. They're our royalty.
Why did you say royalty like that?
Snake wants to know why you're saying royalty like that.
Well, maybe it's because the snake's been crushing my throat for the last 20 minutes.
Okay. We were so calm. Let's just keep being calm.
How's Binkley? Yeah, how's Binkley doing?
Okay? He's just sort of still rocking himself. He's just like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, do you want a blanket? You want some tea?
He just sort of nods.
Okay, go make some tea for us.
Okay. Binkley gets up and like shakily goes over to like this like sort of old looking kettle and starts putting water in it.
Okay, Deputy Laird, you got some money on you?
He doesn't seem to want to answer that question.
Okay.
I'm gonna search his money pouch with my tail.
Yeah, so you do find, like, 10 gold in there.
Right.
Okay, let's just leave that for Bingo. Guys, I feel really bad. He did actually really good. Okay. I thought at first he was probably a creep because he's working for that creep, but, like, he's really good. Let's just leave it for him.
Yeah, it'll be his tip.
Yeah, okay. Zeal, see what? You cool with that?
I guess.
Well, that's a good enough answer, I guess, you know?
So you're just, like, grabbing the money pouch with your tail and, like, lifting it off of him?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna get you to roll sleight of hand for that.
Why would I need to be...
Oh, shit, a roll!
Why would I need to be secretive?
Do you not care if he notices?
I mean, I'm constricting him. But, I mean, maybe... Okay, I'll roll.
That's okay, we find out.
19.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're able to slip this money pouch off of him without him noticing, for sure.
Did we have that whole conversation in secret, too? Or if it was mostly...
I talked to Snake to you about it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
And Zula's just kind of answered back, like, I don't care. She does not give a shit, whatever.
Is that tea ready yet?
Oh, yeah, is Binkley back?
I just put the pot on.
Oh, hey, Binkley, you're doing so good. It's okay. We're not going to hurt you.
What kind of tea do you have?
What kind of tea do you have, buddy?
He's, like, rummaging through the cupboards. He's just like, we got, let's see. I honestly don't know if we even have tea, come to think of it.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Just sit down. It's all right.
You guys okay with hot water?
Oh, sweetie, you're doing so good. It's okay. Yep.
Okay.
I feel real bad right now. This is Nancy talking.
Can I search him for any other valuables?
You can. He's got, like, a short sword, but that's pretty much the short sword and the gold is all that he really had of value on him.
Okay, never mind.
Are there any, like, identifiers that could lead us any clues or anything? Not necessarily valuable, but... that could give us any clues about what's happening.
What specifically are you trying to find out?
I don't know, maybe that he would have any relation with the Arquaqua.
So you're getting the sense that, like, you know, he really is just, like, a local cop, really. He's nobody important. He's just a deputy at this local jail.
Okay, but never mind.
Can I unfurl myself a little bit and look out a window just to make sure there's no one getting close to us?
Sure, yeah. You see, like, just a couple people walking down the boardwalk, but they're just, like, passersby. You don't see any guards, like, town guards or Arakakra.
Do you think we could trust this guy at this point?
I wouldn't.
I'm going to go for no, but I don't want to kill him anymore.
I say, is there like a closet that we can shove him in all tied up and...
Okay, before we do that,
with
though...
Me?
I have an important question for him. Mm. Okay, Deputy Lear?
Yeah.
Okay, Deputy Lear, you have to tell me the truth about this, okay?
Okay, I don't know if I have much of a choice at this point.
You really don't, though. But I'm just trying to be polite. You know, we gotta be polite with each other right now.
All right, what do you want,
Noah? From when you found us, how long has it been?
Oh, that's just last night.
Okay, guys, we have to get going. We don't have a lot of time because we gotta get back. Okay. So, here's my suggestion. Can you, like, cover his ears for a second? You know, be a gal pal.
Okay. I do that.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you
do that.
You wrap your head, yourself around his head, and he's just like... Mm.
Can I give him a little wet willy?
Sure. He tastes real gross.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to go the rest of this now.
Do you guys remember what Zeke said?
Yeah.
We got to get back to your home. We need to figure out how to get out of here and get to the forest and back up the mountain and get to your home.
I don't know what I can do now that I'm this.
You're really cute, though. I really like this side of you.
I miss my arms.
But look at what you're doing. What would you be doing now? We couldn't be doing this. You're doing great. Okay, all right. We'll deal with this. Okay, so we need to get out of here. Zealous, like, got any ideas?
We could look for disguises or, like, get any, like, supplies from the home, like food or anything that could be of value that we could trade.
I don't want to take anything from this guy.
Oh, no, we're not. Binkley can still live. Binkley, he's okay. We're okay. Okay, how about this? How about we take Deputy Lear with us, at least until we get to, like, the edge of the forest? Or is that going to be too cumbersome? Should we just kill him?
No, I don't want to kill him. I am also getting really tired.
Okay, unfurl him. Unfurl him.
You sure?
You can just unfurl him.
Okay, tell him that I'll bite him if he does anything.
Okay, let's do this. Do you do that?
Yeah, have you told him that I will bite him?
Oh, I mean, he can't hear yet. You're still around him, right?
Oh, okay, fine. I let go.
Okay.
Deputy Lear, if you do anything, she's gonna bite you, okay?
And I make some kind of threatening, like...
Jesus, where do you even get that thing?
We're gonna keep the necklace. Can we? Well, you're probably gonna rat us out anyways, aren't you?
I mean, I don't even know. Yeah, probably. But...
I mashed my teeth at him like...
Okay, no, I'll stay quiet.
Okay, I mean, if you're gonna have to wait, like, you can wait a little bit. Just give us some time. But on the side note, please give some money to Binkley. Like, we're gonna let you live, but my condition, you gotta help this poor boy out, man. Look at this! You want it?
He's like, alright, okay.
Clearly the mental marriage is not enough for this guy.
He like, reaches for to his side.
I mean, not right now!
Wait, where's my money pouch?
I don't know, we were running a lot.
I think you dropped it.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, well, we're gonna let you go.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but okay.
We're gonna let you go. At this point, I feel like we've really made a good connection.
Ugh.
Okay, you know what? I can still kill you.
Yeah, great connection.
Yeah, there you go.
The best.
I pat him on the head with my tail.
He sort of flinches.
Okay. I'll be back, but we're gonna let you go. Okay?
All right. He's like...
Get him out of here.
You shove him out the door, or do you just leave?
Knock him out. I'm gonna knock him out.
Okay.
And we're going to... I want to knock him out, and I want to, like, hide him somewhere. And then he'll have to figure out how to get home. We're at the edge of the water?
I mean, yeah, there's the water's pretty easily accessible everywhere in this district.
Okay, I want... Binkley, got any rope?
Well, you actually all have rope in your inventory.
Okay, I'm gonna take rope from my inventory, which I'll remove from my inventory. Yeah. I want to tie him up.
And... Wait, have you knocked him out yet?
Oh, yeah, can I knock him out? Do I have to roll for anything for knockout?
That's a good question. I'll have you roll against his AC, so just roll, like, strength.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
What'd you get?
A one.
I didn't want to talk about it. So, like, 4, 5, 6.
He's ow!
God damn it! Zealous, can you just knock him out for me?
Okay, I'll knock him out. 13 plus 1, so 14.
Yeah, that'll do it. He goes down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, finally.
All right. I'm gonna tie him up.
Uh-huh.
And is there like a little section? So I'm imagining like, is there a dock?
Yeah. There's docks everywhere. It's just a whole network of docks.
Am I able to tie him up like so his head's above water, but like on one of like the poles?
Well, I hope he doesn't slip down. But yes.
Okay. I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
All right, so you take out your rope. Okay,
before you do that, I'll just make sure nobody's coming.
Yes.
Yeah, so the coast seems clear at the moment.
Okay, I gesture with my tail, super cool, like, that she's good to go.
All right, and I tie that shit up.
All right.
Can we go back to Binkley, though, for a second?
Sure.
We haven't given him the money pouch, right?
Yeah, he's got, like, some cups of hot water out there for you.
Oh! Okay, Binkley, thank you so much for your hospitality. It was grand.
I'm gonna lick some water just to make him feel like he did something.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm just gonna stick my face over it and stick my tongue in, but I guess it's a little bit hot.
Yeah, it's like... It's tea temperature, so okay. It's okay. It's still fairly hot, but yeah, you don't burn yourself.
If I could give him a thumbs up, like, great water, I would.
Yeah, well, you like lift up the end of your tail and sort of like curl it and like point the tip up, so it vaguely looks like a thumbs up.
Farrell, give him the pouch.
Oh. Do I still have the pouch? Where did I leave the pouch? Yeah,
I don't know, you tell me.
Sure, I give him the pouch. I had it in my mouth, and now I just spit it up, and I give him the pouch.
Binkley, thank you so much. This is for you. It's a gift from your new best buddies.
Oh, he's, like, having a bit of an existential crisis right now.
So you're not going to tell anyone about us, right?
I guess not.
Okay, good, because I'll be back. Oh. Okay, bye-bye.
I'm gonna give going to give him a little pat on the head with my tail.
He just sort of... He just continues rocking himself and sips at his hot water.
Can I whisper in his ear, if you tell anybody, I will dismember you and your mother. And then I'll just walk away.
Just like a single tear rolls down his cheek.
Okay, go team.
Where do you want to go?
All right, so...
No one let me kill anybody.
I was all okay. Game for it, but...
So you step back out onto the street, and the coast is clear for now. So yeah, at this point, you do need to figure out what route you're going to be taking to get back to Crescent Valley. And you all have knowledge of how to navigate the mountains, but you do all, each of you have different experiences. Feral, you're sort of accustomed to going back and forth between Crescent Valley and the city, because strangely enough, even though you're the druid on the party, you're the one who goes to the city the most. So you know that the fastest route between Ocean Roost City and Crescent Valley is to book passage aboard one of the kites that goes up the Royal Eric Cochrane Updraft, which is like sort of a highway of sorts where it's this big fumarole of wind that goes like miles and miles up the Orgelad Mountains. There's a couple problems with this, though. First of all, being that this highway has a lot of Arakakra, and the second being that it takes money to board one of these kites, and you're all hippies who live in the woods. None of you have money. But, Zealous, you are most familiar, the Eric Cochrane Updraft, you'd have to, after getting up out of the city, you'd need to travel west a little bit to get there.
Okay.
Whereas Zealous is more familiar with a route to the east, which it would be the longest way, because it's a fairly, like, roundabout path, but it would be the safest route through the mountain. There's a lot of villages along the way that you could stock up or get shelter at. And also a lot of the mountain paths are a lot easier to navigate. But again, the problem with it being that, like, you would be pretty tight for time, given the what originally was 8 days that Zeke told you you had to get back to Crescent Valley. And Tinsy, the first thought that occurs to you would be to just go straight up the mountains.
It was. It totally was.
And there's pros and cons to this plan as well. The path is really not very level this way. In fact, you'd have to actually, as you might recall from last time, the mountains, since this is like, gravity-wise, this world is sort of inverted from our world. The mountains stick outward from the side of the World Spire, and you would definitely have to find a way, and it's not impossible, but you'd have to find a way to climb up the underside of a lot of these mountains, which is extremely dangerous. It could be very deadly. However, one personal reason you would have to be biased towards this decision is that If you did go this way, you could take just a slight detour and visit the graves of the Order of Orgelade, where you buried them when they died a year ago. Like, you weren't able to move all their bodies to a more accessible place, so you buried them close to where they were killed. But you haven't had the chance to go back to their graves since then, just because it's very difficult to access, so that would be one perk for you personally.
Since you want to go north, or up.
Yes, north, up, same thing in this one.
I think my vote would be on trying to find some disguises and getting onto that highway if it's fastest.
I would say going either my way, or would Zealous have any helping in, being able to go up that mountain? Perks or
you would be able to navigate it fairly well. You have that natural explorer perk on that would make traversing the north route a little easier for the whole party.
How fast is the north route?
So the north route is about it would probably be about half the length of taking the east route, but it still is very dangerous.
I would be willing to go north.
North? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's two against one.
Okay.
I wanted to find some cheesy costumes.
We could still get costumes. I mean, I don't know what kind of costumes a big snake's gonna have, but, we could still do it.
I can make myself, a really long sub, and then you two could be the people who made the sub, and we're trying to break, a world spire record.
Wait, can I have, a chef hat?
Can we find a chef hat?
I don't know how to answer that.
Alright, we'll go north.
Okay. Alright, well, before you go north, you still have to get through the city.
Why did we set fire to part of the city?
Why?
And then go the other way.
No.
Well, because everyone's going out of the fire. Oh no, set the fire next to us so everyone runs away from the fire and then we can,
Do we have to set a fire?
Titsy just really needs to get somewhere, okay?
So you are all settled on going north, and I guess you're probably going to continue traveling along, the back roads and side streets to avoid being seen in public eye?
Preferably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you travel along the smaller wooden docks in the district, and you're heading towards the spire, and you're avoiding the cobblestone boardwalks where you have a much higher population of people. You can still, in the distance, hear a little bit of a hubbub of guards trying to figure out what was going on, but for the most part, it seems to be starting to die down. It's been maybe an hour or so since the Aarakocra were first arriving at the jail. And finally, you pass along this narrow route that passes between two rundown-looking houseboats. Seems like this part of town where Binkley lived was generally a fairly poor part of town. And you hear the sound of waves slapping against the spire, meaning that you're quite close. And as you round the corner, sure enough, you do see the spire, and you see a steep, narrow, slippery set of stone steps, and you begin to finally start ascending the spire. And as you travel up through the back streets, you're passing over rooftop catwalks, precarious stairwells, rusty ladders, that sort of thing, as you pass through this vertical city that travels miles and miles upwards. It's fairly difficult travel, but it's the three of you are used to much more difficult travel because you live in the wild of this crazy vertical world.
I am a snake.
Yes, but snakes are actually pretty good at climbing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it might actually be easier to climb now than it was when you had feet.
You're becoming to love your snake wear. Snake wear? No, hold on. What was the... the wear? We said snake wear?
Wear snake?
Wear snake. Fuck.
You guys, it tickles in weird places.
Is it Zealous? Zealous, right? Not Zealous? Because I was saying Zealous the first...
Zealous, I'm not sure, actually.
Zealous or Zealous?
Zealous.
Zealous. Zealous, she said it tickles in weird places.
I don't give a fuck.
She's still the same, if you're wondering. did you just roll?
Maybe.
Why'd you roll? Oh, fuck me.
No reason.
Oh no.
Just like, you know, like a squirrel, like, you roll.
Can I use my snake senses to perceive? Do I have snake senses? Can I see heat? Is that what boas do?
You have, like, you're able to smell with your tongue. That's kind of neat.
That's kind of gross.
Deputy Lear, did you it was also a mistake. Smell him? Oh my god, sorry.
I'm going to use this tongue power for good. Can I sniff the air?
Sure, you can roll perception.
Roll for sniff.
10.
10, yeah. You don't detect anything out of the ordinary.
What the fuck is the point of having this stupid tongue?
To wet willy things?
But yeah, as you guys travel up these buildings, over rooftops, up ladders, you make actually pretty good progress over the next couple of hours. And eventually, Zelis, you actually start to hear the wind blowing very similarly to how you heard it in your cell the previous night. And it seems to be leading you towards this one stairwell that's going up the side of and front of a building that you guys are close to. But the stairwell is pretty precarious looking.
Quick question. Can I hear this too?
Yeah, you can hear it.
Okay. I have...
I mean, yeah, Tinsy, you can hear it too, but, like, it doesn't mean anything to you. It's just wind. Zelis, it strikes you that it sounds very similar to the wind as you heard it yesterday. But, Feral, yeah, you can vaguely understand what it's communicating, and it seems like a plea for help.
Okay.
I vote we go and figure out what it is.
Tinsy doesn't know what's going on, so someone's got to direct her. Tinsy's just kind of, like, skipping around, like, enjoying herself. Yeah.
Hang on, the wind needs help?
What?
Trust me, the wind needs help, and I think we should... Wait, we gotta get back to the circle. We can't go with the wind. I mean, wind...
The wind is leading up. It's leading up the circle.
Everything is up.
It's on the way.
Okay, just... Hold on a second. I'm sorry. You said the wind?
Yeah, it needs help. How many times do I gotta say that?
Zelis, do you hear anything in the wind?
I don't. I hear the wind, but I recognize it from yesterday.
What do you mean yesterday?
Yesterday when I was awake, I heard that wind. It reminds me of what I heard yesterday. We should follow it.
All right, there.
Tinsy's just kind of looking between the two of you like you're both crazy.
Okay, so... All right, big one and snake lady. Well, you know what? If someone's calling for help, we're gonna go help. Let's go.
Okay, but if we do and it doesn't lead us towards the circle, we have to go. We just have to go.
I mean, if someone's calling for help, I can't turn around.
But... I need help, and everyone back home needs help.
How about we just go this way and we'll find out?
We'll investigate.
Okay.
Alright. So, you guys start carefully going up these precarious wooden steps that are sort of nailed onto the front of this old-looking wooden log house. I'm actually going to get you all to roll dexterity.
Why?
20, so 22, 21.
Oh, shit.
15? 15 plus 2, 17.
Okay.
For the love of everything, holy.
You can do it. Nope.
Fuck me, so hard. 2 plus 1.
Okay.
3.
So,
Well, bye.
Tinsy just falls off.
At one point, Tinsy, you take a step and... one of the nails pops out of the wall and the
I'm sorry, did the nail roll? No. Thanks.
But the stairs start swinging wildly and Feral and Zelus are far enough away from where this nail popped out that they don't have too much trouble, like, grabbing on, standing themselves, especially Freyr with the snake body just sort of wraps herself around something. But, like, Titsy, like, immediately, like, crashes through the railing and, like, grabs onto it and is dangling.
I'm gonna use my tail as a rope.
Okay, so you're gonna...
Yeah, I'm gonna extend myself a little and go, grab my tail! Please, don't do it too hard.
So she's swinging pretty wildly, like, back and forth, and you're grabbing her, and Zelus, I assume you're gonna try and help her too?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I wanna try and grab her hand and lift her up.
Okay, so, I'm gonna get all three of you to roll, strength.
Me too?
Yeah. Because you're trying to pull yourself up.
Oh, I got 17.
I got 6.
Plus 1, I think? Oh, hold on. It's plus 2.
I got 14 plus 1.
19. I had to do math on my fingers.
Okay. You guys are able to help her scramble back up, and the stairs seem to be starting to break behind you, and you guys just manage to, like, make it to the top of the stairs before they, like, completely collapse behind you.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Thanks, guys. I'm so sorry.
And the rubble of the stairs just sort of falls on this cloth canopy that's, like, a few hundred yards below you.
Oh, man, thank God for that cloth canopy.
Well, guess we gotta go. Oh, God.
At the top of the stairs, you find yourself on, just past the roof that you're now standing on. You find yourselves on a slope of the mountains that is large enough that there's enough space that the buildings can be placed one in front of the other with roads in between. So this isn't like an area where you have buildings that are just tacked onto a wall. You actually have a little more open space here, so less risk of falling. As you continue on, you eventually hear a voice coming from around the corner, and you take a look.
Like a voice or a wind voice?
Like a person voice, yeah.
Okay. So at this point, Tinsy actually hears a voice?
Yeah, all of you are able to hear this. The voice says, "That's right, my boys, it's called a panther. These fearsome predators live 4,000 miles to the north, hunting in the harsh winds at the edge of the eternal storm itself. But that's the only peek you get for now." And as you look around the corner, you see this, like, carny kind of guy. He's this high elf man. He's wearing, like, this tall silver top hat and has, like, this bizarre-looking monocle that makes one of his eyes look way bigger than the other. He's got this purple and silver pinstripe suit and shiny black shoes and white gloves. He's surrounded by a group of young, mostly human, early adolescent boys wearing, like, overalls and pageboy caps and that kind of thing. And they're all eagerly craning their necks around each other to try and catch one last glimpse of this creature that he's got in his cage. And there's this large cage, and it's mounted on the back of this gigantic blue and black beetle, which is a common, like, pack animal that people use in the World Spire to move cargo up and down, since, you know, you don't have a lot of horizontal roads in this world.
It looks really tasty.
it would be pretty big to fit even in your big snake mouth right now.
Can I lick its leg a little?
You're still like a couple hundred yards from it.
I can smell it.
That's
he's like real concerned right now.
But so in this cage, Zelus, you catch a glimpse of this panther, and it's this really gorgeous dark silver blue panther with bright orange eyes. And as you catch a glimpse of it, it catches a glimpse of you too. And you see this creature in the cage, and it actually stirs a memory deep within you, as if you have some distant repressed memory of being in the panther's exact situation and position when you were very, very young.
No!
I
want to see the panther.
As the panther makes eye contact with you, its eyes go wide, and it lunges forward and puts its paws up on the bars and says, "Row, row, row." But then it quickly goes out of view as, like, the carny throws his blanket back over the cage.
Oh, no.
Does Tinsy understand?
Actually, I'll get you to roll intelligence for this as well, because again, you've spoken with smaller wildcats before, but so you might have some ability to understand them.
And it's just wisdom that I'm rolling for, or
intelligence.
Intelligence, sorry.
Yeah.
It's a 10, so 10 plus 1, so 11.
Yeah, no, it's very difficult to make out what this cat is saying.
Real quick, what would Druidic? Allow me to understand it?
No, Druidic is like this secret language that only the Druids know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I cast my spell to speak with animals?
If you cast it once you get closer, you'd be able to talk with her.
And where are we in perspective of like the carny and the like children-ish?
Yeah,
like,
so you're peeking around this this building and looking to the left,
mm-hmm.
and the carny's beetle is facing away from you, and the carny himself is mostly obscured and also facing away from you, and the boys are sort of surrounding him. But there would be a space behind the beetle where you could potentially sneak up without catching their attention.
I would like to try and sneak up.
Oh, God. That beetle looks so good right now. I never thought that maybe the wings would, like, melt on your
Feral,
tongue.
Feral. Keep it together. Keep it together.
I was really hungry.
I know. So, you know, after this, maybe we can eat some rations. I got some rolls.
Okay.
Eat some what?
I have some rations.
Oh, rations.
Yeah.
Who did you say that to?
You.
Oh.
Yeah, because you were talking about eating the beetles.
Oh, no, I was talking about when you were like, I have some rations.
Right, yeah, to you. I was telling you, I have some rations. Okay.
Zealous, I'll get you to roll yourself.
Well, okay. That's happening. That's what we're talking.
So 13 plus 3, so 16.
Yeah, okay. So you do manage to get up behind this beetle without anyone noticing, and you lift up the blanket that's on there a little bit so that you can see the panther. And the panther just sort of has her ears like back and her eyes look very sad. But she, like, sort of scuttles towards you.
I would like to cast my spell.
Okay, so you're going to cast Speak with Animals?
Yes.
All right. So you cast Speak with Animals, and the panther's already, like, trying to talk to you.
Would anyone mind if I, like, maybe, like, went over and helped Celis out and maybe just smelled the beetle for a little bit?
Tinsy's fine with that. Tinsy's not good at stealth, so she's staying put.
It's really tempting.
You can go ahead.
Fuck it. I'm gonna go.
Well, this smell's happening.
I'm also concerned for the cat and also the beetle, because that beetle looks delicious. Also, it looks like maybe that cat's really heavy, and like, fuck it. I just want to go. I want to go sniff the beetle.
Okay, Tinsy's just gonna stay here. You go do that, I guess.
It was a 14 plus, so I guess that makes it 16 then.
Yeah, okay, you're able to slither up next to Zealous while Zealous is talking with his panther. And the panther is just saying things just like, "My daughter of the storm, I can't believe I finally found you. The eternal storm sent me to find you, and so I said goodbye to find my family, and I've been traveling down south through the Orthalads for the last year, and I can't believe I finally found you. I arrived where the wind said I would finally meet you last night, and I was standing there waiting for you at the north end of the farmlands, and then I looked out to the sky, and I saw you falling into the city, and I tried to go save you. I tried to run down, and I'm so sorry. I got tangled up in this hammock in someone's camp, and then this mean carny threw me into a cage, and I'm so happy I found your daughter of the storm."
Is it purring?
It's purring.
Tinsy has no idea what's happening.
My heart is melting, but also I'm sniffing that beetle.
That good, good beetle meat.
Oh, God, it sounds so crunchy.
If I, like, whisper, would they hear me? Like, well, wait. I guess now wouldn't be the time to ask questions. Is there a way for me to get the panther out?
So you do see a lock on the cage, which is just, like, it's within reach of you.
Can I try and break the lock with, like, maybe, like, a short sword? Would that work?
Yeah, you could attempt to do that. It could be a little loud, but I would get you to... I don't know if this is something you normally do in D&D, but like I would probably have you roll strength and stealth. One to see whether or not you break the lock, and one to see whether or not you do so quietly.
Okay, so I'll roll strength first. So strength 20
okay,
plus yeah. 1. And then stealth.
You know what? If you nat 20 on that, I'm going to say that, like, yeah, you managed to do it quietly.
Yeah, and I got 16 for stealth, so.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, so you do manage to, like, pop the lock off, and you just, like, very quietly open the cage, and the panther slinks out, and it's just, like, rubbing against you and purring.
Oh!
Does Tinsy get to see any of this?
Yeah, you can be watching if you want.
Yeah, because I'm not over there, because I didn't want to. I'm not going to stay. Tinsy knows better now.
Yeah.
Can I do a perception check about the area around them while that's happening?
It does seem like you're, like, pretty much the boys that were there are the only pedestrians that you really see around. It doesn't seem like there are too many people. Like, this seems to be a more of a residential area, and you would guess that everyone is either, like, inside starting to prepare lunch, or they're, like, off doing their jobs for the day, that sort of thing.
So no perceived danger.
Nope, not at all.
Cool.
Can we try and find a way out now?
Yeah, so I would say that, your stealth rolls from before are good enough, and you're able to slip away without being noticed by the Cardi.
Bye, Beetle. Can I take a little wing just for the road? Please.
Can I hear her say that?
I don't know. Are you saying that before you leave, or?
I imagine saying that while being convinced to leave.
Is Zenas just pulling you by the tail as you like try to like slither over?
You see, like the Cardi's just like sort of hears like this hissing sound, but he's just like not sure where it's coming from.
Is there a way to get like?
You managed to slip down the street and out of sight from the carny.
Thank God.
And
everyone meet with them, right?
Yeah. Okay. You go back the way you came, meet up with Tinsy, and then slip down another street and continue on your way. And you now have a panther in your team.
Yes! Tinsy is holding in the biggest squeal, and she already looks like bug-eyed, like, looking at this panther, like, touch it,
that's my fucking panther. Take your hands off it. I swear to God. If you ever look at me or my son again.
Can I capture the panther because I'm also an animal?
Snakes don't speak the same language as panthers, I'm afraid. I'm actually not sure if you have any, like, I don't know if this would even apply, but if I don't think you have any, like, druid abilities right now that would allow you to talk to the panther.
Are we far enough that we can actually all talk?
You can talk freely at this point.
So once we're actually in a place, I'm like, you're so cute. What's your name to the panther? Since he knows, like, she can talk with it, she's just gonna say it regardless. Like, she's just gonna be like, oh my god, you're so cute. What's your name?
The panther just sort of like cocks her head at you.
Good job. I look at her and she goes, good job.
I'll ask her like, what's your name?
Well, gosh, we don't really use names where I'm from. If you want, you guys can give me one, I guess.
Can we name her Toothless?
I was looking up at Zealous expectantly.
Can we name her Toothless?
You want to name?
No, just because.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
I'm gonna go for a voted no.
Yeah, I forgot about that first because that we were recording and it would be published.
Can I like sniff it just to get an idea of what it might? Like, what a good name, a good panther name would be.
Sniff it for name information. Interesting request.
Yeah, I'm like real concerned. She's gonna try to eat everything now.
I just want to know how the panther feels and smells, and whether I can get anything from that.
The panther is very soft and like very, very, very warm and just wonderful.
Tinsy just likes. So, is this the wind you guys were talking about? Because it definitely doesn't look like wind to me.
The wind that you heard earlier has quieted down now.
Oh, she was looking for me. I'm sorry, I'm having an emotional moment with my panther.
I have a name.
Mm-hmm.
I like, close my eyes and I flick my tongue a little bit. And then I open them again and I just say, Onyx.
Yes!
Oh!
I like that name.
It smells like an onyx.
Smells like it.
I have snake senses now, you wouldn't understand.
Oh, okay. So your name's Onyx?
Onyx.
To the cat once again.
I repeat it, like, your name will be Onyx.
It was either that or licorice.
I like both.
I like the name Onyx.
I want to question the panther. What did you mean, daughter of the storm?
Isn't that your name?
I don't know my name. My name is Zealous.
Oh, well, the storm just told me that you were the daughter of the storm.
I'm so confused.
Can I?
Me too!
What storm?
Can I sun myself on the panther?
You just lie on the panther?
Yeah.
You're a lot bigger than the panther.
Curl myself up.
You'd probably, like,
crush the panther?
I don't know about crush, but you'd definitely, like, pin it down.
But it's so warm.
I love the lack of self-control displayed by Feral.
And my family is in trouble. And my man, Zeke, is dead. And I just want to get warm and eat bugs, damn it.
Oh god, okay. Feral's having a bit of a freak out, guys. I think we should start moving on. If we got this, like, wind business going on, like, woo, good job, guys, woo, go team. Let's get going, eh?
Thank you for tuning in to part 2 of The Vertical City. My name is Clément, and I have been, and continue to be, your Dungeon Master on our adventure through the World Spire. And if you happen to hear any purring at the moment, that's my cat Fiddlesticks, who's just thrilled that I've let him sit on my lap while I record. So one thing I wanted to mention is now that I finally got this show launched, and I've got a little bit of less time pressure on me, I've actually had the chance to start listening to other D&D podcasts of a similar caliber to us, and I've been there's like hundreds and hundreds of shows out there, but those of you who have reached out to me and plugged your show to me, don't worry, I haven't forgotten you. I am very excited to listen to as many of these shows as possible, but I do want to just plug the show that I was listening to this week. I started listening to the first couple episodes of The Lore Cubby, or rather, I started listening to their newer playthrough of the Curse of Strahd D&D adventure, which is very good. I really like their group dynamic. I find that they're very, very fun to listen to, so highly recommend it. Again, their podcast is called Lore Cubby, L-O-R-E space C-U-B-B-Y. Go check it out. Definitely worth listening to. If you'd like to reach out to me about your show, or reach out to us for any other reason, or just stay tuned to us for updates and that sort of thing, you can follow us on our social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We have the handle Our Tabletop on all three of those platforms. That's OURTABLETOP. And yeah, so Chapter 2 concludes next week, and if I may say so, it concludes in rather dramatic fashion, so you're not going to want to miss that. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next week, and yeah, have a great 7 days until then. A goodbye.